Welcome to the Spoken Web Minisodes. Each month on alternate fortnights, that's every second week following the monthly Spoken Web podcast episode, join me, Hannah McGregor, and Minisode host and curator Catherine McLeod for Spoken Web's Audio of the Month miniseries. We'll share with you specially curated audio clips from deep in the Spoken Web archives, an extension of Catherine's Audio of the Week series at spokenweb.ca. Catherine brings her favorite audio each month to the Spoken Web podcast. So if you love what you hear, make sure to head over to spokenweb.ca for more. Just in time for holiday Monday listening here in Canada, whether you're spending time with family or enjoying a solo moment, sit back, relax, and join Catherine McLeod for February's Spoken Web Audio of the Month, mini stories about how literature sounds.
Do you want to? Do you want to try improvising to a trip that's here? I'll let you read it.
Seriously, want to do that?
Yeah, it's just going to be some sound.
Okay. I don't know if I can play the harp.
In this audio of the month, we're traveling back to February 1972, when poets Maxine Gad and Andreas Schroeder read in Montreal. They read at Sir George Williams University, or what is now Concordia. They read on February 18th. In the hall building, in room H651. The reading started at 9 p.m. Yes, readings started late, and they went on for a long time. After reading for about 45 minutes, Maxine Gad invited the host of the evening, Richard Sommer, to improvise on the flute. He improvised along with her reading the poem, Shore Animals. Before starting to improvise, we can hear a negotiation between Gad and Sommer about what to read and how to perform together, a process that is its own audible improvisation.
Oh, here it is. Now, how it goes, you have to keep quiet until, see now. He's never done this before.
What do you want me to do then?
Okay. This is called Shore Animals, and it's a speech piece with flute, and the flute has to listen. And okay. it can speak too.
Then the audio clip that you'll hear includes the first 2 minutes of a 6-minute improvisation. Their improvisation is a singular moment when an audience member, in this case, Richard Sommer, formally performs in the Sir George Williams poetry series. Though at the same time, this recording reminds listeners that the audience is always present, ready to improvise, to interject, and even to interrupt. And that the audience is also what we are listening to as archival listeners.
What? The flute? I think it's over there. For fun? The same message? I'm asking... Rich is going to make some noise with my flute.
I'll make some noise if you give me a microphone.
Okay. Which one do you want? Let's share it.
It doesn't make any difference.
It goes with a poem.
How did you do that?
What?
This is not.
I tied myself into it.
Oh. Here we go.
I don't even know where I can find it. These are pieces. Oh, here it is. Now, how it goes, you have to keep quiet until, see now. He's never done this before.
What do you want me to do then?
Okay. This is called Shore Animals, and it's a speech piece with flute, and the flute has to listen. And okay. it can speak too. You have to listen to it. You never heard it before.
I think it's learning how to speak.
It's called Shore Animals. It's a speech piece with flute. So hearing where the poppy stopped me, small chance to star spiel, all you have told me gone, false and beautiful gods and groves. People truth, put it into song when the traffic is gone. gone, gone. I'll flee it in the air. My debt to your tongue, Saturn. In your minds, I've split a spleen and lost my lust. Come along, Fawn. Oh, so I have to whistle to you.
That was Maxine Gadd reading Shore Animals, with Richard Sommer improvising on the flute, at a reading that took place in Montreal on February 18th, 1972. Head to spokenweb.ca to find out more about the audio of the month and how to listen to the entire recording. My name's Catherine McLeod, and tune in next month for another deep dive into the sounds of the Spoken Web archives.